It's great to have you with us today here at the CGMF Prayer Line and Devotion. I want you to turn with me in the Word of God to the book of John chapter 8. I'm deviating a bit from what we've been studying from, and that is from the Old Testament, but this will fit in perfectly with what I ministered to the other day, or where I ministered from when it considered wisdom to delegate. This is a subject matter today, considering wisdom to make right decisions. Yesterday it was on wisdom to delegate, today on wisdom to make right decisions. And who better to help us than Jesus Christ himself? And so we're going to talk about making proper decisions and how Jesus approached a very delicate and difficult situation here in the book of John chapter 8. There's a woman that's going to be brought before him who has been caught in the very act of adultery. And a very emotional situation transpires, and Jesus deals with it with astute wisdom and from the heart of the Father. So join with me in John chapter 8 and look at verse 1, if you will. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Now early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. Notice he sat down and taught them. He was ministering the Word of God. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. Now get the setting here. Jesus is just teaching the Word of God. And the scribes and the Pharisees, I don't know if they've just had enough or whatever the case is, but they bring this woman caught in adultery in the midst, no doubt trying to disrupt his Bible study. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses' law, it says and commands us that such should be stoned. But what do you say?" This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear them. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first." And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Notice this is the second time. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Jesus, no doubt, throughout his ministry, showed forth the heart of God with the wisdom of God, in light of what he understood from the very creation and from the power of God within the Lord's care and concern for humanity, and from the days of the early days of the people of Israel or the Hebrew children, and even until that day, he was ministering from an understanding of, hey, where we've come from and where we are today, and looking at things in the light of God's eyes rather than what has become the traditions of men. In wisdom, he was making right decisions, not that maybe would have been the action of that day from the traditions and customs of the hour, but out of the heart of God, the mind of God, and in proper understanding of where God was going with this new and everlasting covenant that was going to develop, which wasn't supplanting the old covenant, but was bringing a fresh and renewed understanding of it in an outgrowth of what God would do in the power of the gospel through the power of the shed blood of Christ's very own life that he would give for humanity, becoming the sacrifice lamb. Out of his love gift of his life, and out of the life he shared, He would give us both wisdom and understanding and show us great sacrifice and mercy. Jesus brought not just the completion of understanding of what was going on with the Old Testament, but actually corrected them many times about, hey, what have you done with the Word? What have you done with the Word of God? You've made it of none effect, he said in one passage. The Word lacked wisdom. The Word lacked insight. The Word lacked what God wanted it to at that hour. And Jesus was sharing the light of God's Word, his wisdom, and his grace in a powerful and profound way. Now, if you look at verse 3, it said, then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. Okay, we know she was caught in an act of, quote, sin. They brought her in the midst of that Bible study. They said to him, teacher, this woman was caught in the act, in the very act of adultery. Now, Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? Jesus was caught between a rock and a hard place here. It really was going to take the wisdom of Almighty God to get through this situation, because he has a couple things going against him. One is this. If he went ahead and said, okay, go ahead and stone the woman, Jesus would have authorized stoning, right? Stoning or capital punishment was not allowed for the Jews to exercise. It would have been a criminal wrongdoing on Jesus' part. So the scribes and the Pharisees could have got Jesus on that and got him executed. Second of all, you know, they want to get him in the place of contradicting the law of Moses, to declassify the Torah and put it in a situation where, hey, he's going against the very word we had from the beginning. Jesus wouldn't be put in that situation, and with wisdom turned things around. He began to write something in the ground, stooping down. And then Jesus began to raise himself up and say, he without sin cast the first stone. He without sin among you. Let him throw the stone at her first. That was pretty good. He didn't sit there and, quote, answer their question. He didn't take the bait. He didn't put himself in a predicament where it would be against the Roman law or contradicting something from past set aside in the Old Covenant. He turned things around and with wisdom said, hey, he without sin cast the first stone. Sin is sin. He brought the sin of adultery on the very same level of any sin, right then and there. In God's eyes, it didn't matter. So many times we make this sin and that sin and this sin into big, little, small, whatever. We kind of categorize it. But Christ didn't look at it that way. God really doesn't look at it that way. Sin is sin. He wants our hearts pure through the blood of the Lamb, through the mercy seat of Christ. He who is without sin among you, let him throw the stone at her first. And then a neat thing happens. I sometimes forget, and maybe you have too, that he stooped down a second time. And he continued to write something on the ground. And there has been so much speculation by preachers and in sermons I've heard about what Jesus wrote in the sand, but I assume it was pretty profound. But we'll never know. But whatever happened between the words of him turning things around and saying, hey, he without sin cast the first stone, and what he wrote, the combination brought forth such conviction of conscience that they disappeared. All the accusers disappeared. So Jesus raises himself up again and says, woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? Now, Jesus didn't just leave it at that. He continued in shedding light and revelation and showing forth wisdom to make right decisions and says to her, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. It's all right. Right now, these guys are gone. But change your lifestyle and go forth in the light and walking in my love. I am the light of the world, he then goes on to talk about. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Isn't that awesome? Wisdom to make right decisions. Through God's word and through what we perceive and see through the Christ, it will help us to walk in the love of God and to have wisdom considering how to make right decisions. Whether it's through the insight of His Holy Spirit and in our time of prayer, or through the very Word of God and what we see Jesus doing and how He took the Word and applied it, we can learn from that. And His actions and attitudes here speak profoundly, and we can learn from that. God help us to use godly wisdom and to make right decisions each and every day. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. And I pray that something we talked about and declared from your scriptures ministers to the hearts and lives of each one who've called in today and are hearing this word. I pray that God, you'd bless and touch and help each, every one of them in their walk in God, and help them to know the length and the height and the depth of what they can accomplish in Christ if they will allow you to help them to expand, to understand, and to see things more clearly. God, you opened up their eyes when you walked upon the face of the earth, and you're opening up our eyes today. We're so closed-minded. Hearts are sometimes filled with such condemnation, and yet, Christ, you're coming to give life to men and women and give hope. And you recognize that we are trapped in this flesh, in a sense, but we are blessed in this flesh as well. And you can grant us and help us with wisdom to know how to carry out the affairs of life and to not allow the flesh to have the upper hand and the Spirit of God to be able to reign, Christ within the hope of glory. Help us, Lord, to allow you to reign and to rule and to guide. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for being with us today, and I pray that God's word was a blessing to you. If you need to reach us at the ministry, please call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. We're so glad that you're with us today. God bless you. Till next time on the prayer line.